Hey, girlfriends, and happy new year. Welcome back to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
On today's episode, we have a special guest who's going to talk about her experience calling off her engagement. So we definitely have a good episode in store. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star rating and write us a review. And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and, of course, give this video a thumbs up. All right. So I just want to give a very warm welcome to our guest, Nati. Thank you so much for joining us on the episode today.
Of course. I'm excited to be here. So, you know, I do listen to you guys and I'm always like, oh yeah, I felt that. Yes. So keep it up. Definitely keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you
so much. Okay. So, well, we're just going to kick things off right away with, I guess this is a new segment for us, but it is actually inspired by one of my favorite podcasts. So I listen to the Hugh I Do podcast. One of the hosts is actually Liberian. And they do these like, I wouldn't call them rapid fire questions, but they do them in line with whatever the topic of the episode is. So I thought it was really cool. And I was like, oh, we could do something similar, maybe not on that level, but similar to what they do. Yes. So since we're talking about engagement, right? I have a few this or that questions, and I'd love to hear you ladies' answers.
Of course.
Okay. All right. So the first one is a private, intimate proposal or a public proposal with family and friends?
Well, we're going to let Nati go first. She's our special guest. She's going to go first on all the questions.
I can be like, well, been there, done that. I don't know. I like both. I like it to like in the moment to feel like it's just one-on-one intimate. And then of course we're like, oh my God, where's everyone coming from? You know, to just kind of hit it off. But I would hate to be in like a social setting and then it just comes on you at that moment, you know? Mm-hmm. So that would be me. Cause what if you're like, we just argued last night,
right?
And given the facials, like what? So, but if I had to choose one, you know, I would say like the family and friends being there would add that extra emotion as a surprise for me.
Nice. Yosha. Okay.
Oh, I guess I'll say private because I've gone through it and it was private. And if I guess I could do it again, I would do it the same way.
Okay.
I would say the family and friends being present would be a nice, you know, benefit, but they wouldn't necessarily have to be there. I will say though, my only ask is that I hope I'm like prepared, like my nails done, hair done. Especially if you're going to ask me in public.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That is too funny. I think I would go a little bit of both. Private, intimate. Intimate can include family, even if it doesn't include friends. So I want to do a little bit of both, but private is my preference between these two.
The fact that you would do a little bit of both is shocking to me.
Because I'm so introverted.
Yeah, when you're introverted and you're very private. So... I would just say 100% private. Not to say you'd be upset if family were there.
Yeah.
But I could just see it just being private. So
yeah, I would like that. Okay.
Just to add that little extra like emotion, like private. And then like, mom, what are you doing? You know, like one person, right? But if it's like the whole gang, you know, then you get distracted. And you're like, Sarah, what's going on with you? You know, and it's like,
right.
Your guy is still on the floor. Like, I'm waiting for the answer. So
I know. Okay, so short engagement, which is less than a year, or long engagement, which is a year plus. Snotty, you first.
I think right at 12, I think it really comes down to the planning. So if you're like, I want the glamour, it's going to take a year plus. If you're like, no, we can do the courthouse, like, let's just get our money, get that short, you know. Right. But as we're getting older in age, we're like, why waste time? Why do all this extra stuff? So I'm like a year and under.
Okay, Miosha?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to side with Snati on this. I feel like, yeah, probably if I had to pick one, because I'm not gonna do this where I say I can't pick nothing, but I guess I'll do long, but I'm not even like a huge wedding type of person. But there would be some planning and preparation to include my family and friends, and I would at least want to give them time. Like, I don't want them to be like, oh, we can't come because it was last minute. So no, I'm gonna give you time.
Okay, yeah, I would go long as long as it's not too long, like as long as like a 3 year engagement or something like that, I would go long. Okay,
By
I'm
3, you're
curious.
married at that point.
Right.
Moved in, like, you
Somewhere.
know, especially international, like trying to get the visa. So it's like, okay, you want your international folks to come in if that visa is like 6 months, or it could be like a year and a half. So,
Yes.
yeah.
So true. Okay. Post your engagement on social media or keep it with just your close circle. Word of
Well, I have transitioned. I would have been like, I want everyone to know you missed it because you were the, you know, but I think intimate, I think we're so on social media that everyone knows like your day-to-day life. And I do post a lot. So I would want it to be very intimate, like you had to be there to experience it, kind of
Yeah,
thing.
I
I agree with
agree.
this.
Yeah.
I knew we'd be on board with that.
I'd
Okay.
agree.
Pick your ring or be surprised.
Oh, I want to add one little detail on the private engagement. I don't know if y'all know we love Jackie Aina, and she's been engaged for a minute now. And I was going to say one of the downsides, obviously she puts her life on a public platform, but even if you're just a regular person, you posting it, people are paying attention to the clock as well.
Yeah,
So,
they that are. is very true. And it's funny you say that because I was thinking, I was like, she was doing her little Christmas or candle season. And I was like, wait a minute, did I miss the wedding? I don't know. I don't remember. So that is very true. That's very true.
Yeah, she had to
Right.
get on someone in the comments because they were like, oh, she's been engaged for this long. How embarrassing. And she's like, first of all, we had a whole pandemic, but also it's only embarrassing because you don't know what's going on in the background. Like, you don't know what all we're planning. And so, of course,
Ooh.
to you know, it seems that way, but we know what's happening. So,
Right.
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But
All
yeah,
right.
pick your ring or be surprised. And then this will be the last one so we can get into the topic.
I would hint to the shape of the ring, like of the gem, but in terms of how it's designed, I want to be surprised.
Oh, very nice, Neosha.
I'd want to pick my own ring. Yeah.
Definitely.
I'd maybe say like, oh, I like these two to three, and then like pick from those to have some element of surprise. But for something that I'm going to have to look at, God willing, for the rest of my life until we're upgraded again. Because I don't want to be disappointed. I've heard of women, you know, kind of leaving it all up to the guy, and then the guy's like, well, you should have told me. Like,
I don't like surprises like that, to be honest. So I would like to pick like the exact thing. Like I don't, yeah, I don't like surprises that much. So all right,
Because
so
you're gonna be looking at it forever and you've been like, oh, this is cute,
exactly.
yeah, but it's not what I wanted, you know.
Yeah, and I don't like, God forbid somebody got me something very like extravagant. I'm not the most extravagant person. Like I would just hate that. I probably wouldn't even wear it because it's just too much for me. So yeah, I can't have that.
Yeah, and I'd like to add too, I feel like sometimes you do kind of need to try things on because you might have in your mind like, oh, I really like this style, and then you try it on and it just doesn't, you're like, this ain't
Not good.
All right, so we're gonna jump into the topic. So, Snati, if you don't mind, just orient our audience. You can tell us a little bit about the relationship, like how long you
Of
were
course.
together, maybe when you realized this is the person that you could marry, what was the proposal like? Any details that you'd like to share just to orient the audience?
Of course, of course. Hopefully I don't bore anybody with, you know, I'm very detailed. So hopefully no one's bored by this point. But so I'm Liberian.
Yay.
And I was in one of my girlfriend's weddings. She's Nigerian. And of course, her groom's, you know, groom was Nigerian and all the groomsmen were Nigerian. So I was paired with one of the guys. And, you know, he was kind of obnoxious. I was like, oh, he's so annoying, you know, and stuff like that. Like during the whole you know, he's at a, you know, out of state. So during the whole like day of the wedding, I'm like, oh, he just keeps, he's like, oh, you know, whatever. And you know, he didn't live here, so he asked for my number, and I was like, yeah, sure, you don't live here, so I don't have to see you every day, you know, kind of thing. And you know, we spoke for about 9 months long distance, and I decided to fly out to actually go visit him. And then that was kind of the start of our relationship. We made it official and started dating at that point. And mind you, it was long distance for about 5 years. So, you know, you can think long term 5 years, but in the midst of it seems shorter, because you don't see each other every single day. So I think like the first year we dated, probably saw him twice in 12 months. Just because he was in Cali and I was here in Georgia. So like going there every other week or month was a little bit tight, on things like that. But you know, everything was good. You know, we're both from, you know, African, you know, countries. So we have a little bit kind of the same, just similar almost, you know, culturally backgrounds in terms of like what your parents expect and everything like that. So I won't forget the first time I met his parents. It was kind of a surprise. He flew into town and he was like, oh, let me go drop something off at my parents' house. My parents aren't home. Well, his parents were home. And so, of course, you know, we walk in and he's like, oh, yeah, hey, mom, this is my girlfriend. And the first thing she said to me was like, what are your intentions with my son? Do you want to marry my son? And I was like, oh, well, my name is, you know, and I had to introduce my name first. And, you know, and she's like, what are your intentions with my son? I'm like, this is not really the first conversation, you know, you have. But, you know, I was like, oh no, I like your son. And, you know, so that kind of really set the tone pretty much throughout the relationship with my relationship with his mother. He's a firstborn, so, and he would be the first one to have gotten married. So you can just imagine everyone's like, who's this girl? Where are you from? When are you gonna get married? Do you want children? I mean, she was just like rolling out the questions. And I'm like, children? I'm still in my 20s. I don't know. So it was kind of weird, you know, like that was the first question. So like I said, we went through the relationship long distance, we got along, you know, and you don't really think too much of certain flags when you're, you know, you're young in something, because you're like, oh, he's just like that, or oh, it's just, you know, it's just whatever. But as time proceeds and you kind of look back, you're like, that was a red flag. Like certain things he was doing, you know, were red flags, or we had certain arguments. And I'm like, yeah, that was a red flag. But when you're in the midst of certain things, you're just like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. You know? Yeah. So
So at what point, I guess, in the 5 years before the engagement, I'm assuming, did you get to a place where you're like, oh, I feel like this is a person I'd want to marry? And I understand that like 5 years dating long distance is different than being maybe like 30 minutes away.
I would say, well, we'll say a year into the relationship, I was like, oh, actually, I like him. I could see us, you know, progressing. And then maybe a solid 2 years, I was like, all right, I'm ready for you to come meet my parents and kind of get how that relationship dynamic is going to take off. So I would say probably in the second year that I felt like I can see us taking the next steps. And we were having those conversations. So, you know, we're having, okay, if we were to, you know, move, would you move here? What kind of house? And we, you know, we went house looking and stuff like that, did a couple things with other couples and stuff like that. So it wasn't anything out of the norm to be like, we've never discussed marriage, because we did. And that's kind of common with like African cultures. Like you don't just date to date, you're dating for the next phase. So
I know that's right. And at what stage did you guys get engaged? Like how long into the relationship before the engagement?
it was that fifth year. It was that fifth year. So we got engaged, yeah, that very last year, and that lasted for 9 months before everything, we called everything off. So yeah, up until that fifth year, kind of let him know like, hey, this is great, you know, I like you 5 years in, but I'm not trying to go to 10, I'm not trying to go to seven. So you know, so I felt like maybe that putting it in his ear, because we did have a conversation. Yeah. We were going through some things at the time where I brought it to him, like, hey, 5 years is great, but I don't want to be doing this for another 5 years or until you're ready. And if you're not ready after five, maybe we need to take a break and think about some things. And then 2.5 months later, boom, was the engagement.
Gotcha. Which is so interesting in that there was so much talk about marriage, and his mom was like, oh, what are your intentions with my son? So to get to that point, and it's like, okay, well, what are we doing? It's like, well, I would have thought we already knew what we were doing.
right. Like, surprises, huh? And, you know, we had like, so we broke up, I think it was 2018. So I got engaged 2018 in February. We called it off by October of 2018, and then really called it off like by December of 2018. So to kind of fast forward, pre-pandemic, you know, he was very angry and upset and kind of ugly. And was like, don't talk to me for a year. I don't want to talk to you for a year. So I was like, you know what? Cool, whatever. And in that year, I met somebody else. And, you know, I was like, why am I going to wait? The breakup was weird the way it happens. We get to this point. I'm trying to have dialogue with you. And you're like, I don't want to talk to you. Don't talk to me for a year. And to put that on, like, I want to talk to you for a year. And I was like, okay, bet. And in that year, as God would have it, God brought somebody else into the picture. And I was like, you know, because some people would be like, oh, you should have waited. You should have waited at least a year or two to really like move on. And I'm like, wait for who? No.
Right. After 5 years?
For what?
Yeah. After 5 years, what am I waiting for? So, you know, so that, you know, that's kind of like the quick fast forward of how that happened. Yeah. But we can go into like more of the gist with that.
I would actually like to go into more of the gist. So you said that it was like awkward how everything happened. Is there more that you can elaborate on?
So I will start off with, so of course I mentioned, you know, we had a conversation and I was like, hey, if we, 5 years is like it for me. If we go to 7 or 8, I'm not going to be here for 7 or 8. So the proposal happened, and it was, you know, it was in front of friends and family. It was at a restaurant, and you know, it was well thought of and well put together, and there was a camera crew and you know, everything like that for the engagement. So it was very sweet, you know, and everybody was waiting for that point to happen. So like, to know, okay, you know, we know him, we know you, and 5 years later it's happening. Everyone was excited. But for me, I feel like that was the beginning that things started to like get a little rough for us. He was talking to like family, friends, and coworkers who were married, and getting their opinion of how their wives treat them, and doing the comparison thing.
Yeah,
like that started at that point. So it was like, well, my friend knows when his wife comes home, you know, from the field that he works in. So you should know when I'm coming home, and you should know this and da da da. My friends, their wives do this and this and this, and I have to ask you to do this and this and this. And I'm like, well. I didn't know I was in a relationship with all your other friends. I would like to meet them too, because they have a lot to say about what I should be doing, right? So that's kind of how things started, like, you know, a little tit for tat kind of thing. So he decided to go to counseling. We both decided to go to counseling in the midst of everything. And he'd be like, well, my counselor said, you're not the one for me because you're not doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so you need to do da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, who's your counselor? Is he even qualified? Like, who is this, you know? Who are you talking to? You know, and so we decided to start going to counseling, and you know, the counseling was like, you know, things come to light. You have a third party who is unbiased, but she was leaning more to my reasoning, and he didn't like that. So he was like, and he was the one who picked the counselor. Like, we had issues with picking a counselor, and I was taking too long. So he was like, I just picked one. And I was like, well, I want to find the right one that would fit for us.
Yeah.
You know, and he just picked someone just because he wanted to do it right now. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like her opinion. He was like, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not even married. And I was like, well, then why did you pick her? You know, but the counselor said something that always, you know, resonates with me. And she's like, if you don't like how she's acting now, what made you propose for tomorrow? Mm-hmm. You know, and he was kind of like, he paused for a moment. And he was like, I don't know. I just felt pressured, but that's not even the point. She needs to start acting like this. And so the counselor was like, no, if you propose to someone, it's because you like them for who they are today, mm-hmm. not who you would want them to be tomorrow. And so I feel like for me and him during the whole relationship, it was, I need you to be here. You know, you're here, but I need you to be here. I'm doing this. I need you to be here. So I've always felt like I was always trying to like be that person for him. And it probably really didn't come full circle until the engagement happened and this comparison was happening. And I was like, I just keep trying to get to this point that I just feel like I'll never get there. You know, and you have to come to sense with who you are too. Like, no, this is who I am, and I can't be who you want me to be, unfortunately. You know, I might have gone with the flow through the course of the 5 years, but I think once the engagement happened, I was a little bit more stern, and to him was like, "You're changing. You're someone else. Oh, the ring is changing you." And you know, that became the topic of his family's discussion was the ring has changed her, so to speak.
But I mean, would you say that that's a little unfair? I mean, 5 years did go by during that time. I mean, we always say, we have the right to change our minds. We grow as women. And so that's interesting that they would associate it with the ring and not just you maturing into a different level of womanhood.
And I feel like it's more culturally, like whatever the guy says, like we stand behind him, you know, for him being the firstborn and he did all this stuff for you. And I'm like, what stuff? But anyway, you know, like he's doing everything he can in his power for you, and you're just, you know, you just want all the materialistic stuff. But you know, I was in my 20s. I was 25, 26 when we met. And so to fast forward into engagement, 30, 31. And so there's a lot of growth coming from 25 to 31. You know, because in your 20s, you go with the flow. And as you get older, you're like, nope, this is what I want. This is who I am. But to them, it was like, she's changing because of the ring. And, you know, he spent so much money on the ring, and she's after his money. And I was like, do they know I work for you?
They must not know who you
I
are.
think they know. I don't think they know. You know, and they're like, my son makes six figures. And I'm like, I do too. So, you know, so it just got to this thing where, you know, in their minds, their son laid it out all on the floor, and I just came in like stepped on everything, you know.
You
So,
should be happy that you
yeah.
got picked.
Oh, very much.
You talked about like counseling, but was there a point beside counseling, and if it was just counseling, you can say that, where you were like, okay, where you went from this is something we can kind of work through to I absolutely cannot do this anymore.
Yeah, so got engaged in February. Everything was great. My sister had graduated from med school. The whole family went out to go, you know, celebrate her and be there for the graduation. And he was very like, no, I'm here. We're here on our vacation. You know, we're going to spend one day with the family, but the of the days, those are my vacation days too. And we need to do our own thing. And so I was like, well, yeah, we're here for us too. That's why we came 2 days early for us to tour the city. But the remainder of the days is going to be with family. So he was just on his little, you know, I want to eat at this restaurant. And it was like a 5, 6-star restaurant. And of course, when you're with a big crowd, you can't expect the whole group to afford a 5, 6-star restaurant. So I was trying to be like, yeah, I know that's what you want to do, but we could do that after they leave. Let's do this. No, this is my vacation too, and I'm going to eat here. So it was kind of like, he wants to eat here. Everyone wants to eat here. And so I'm like, you know, so it was like, okay, guys, we're going to all eat here. I will cover the bill, you know, and let's just go where he wants to go. It was just little things like that. Like, oh, your sister's going to say hi to a friend. She needs to be here with the family because, and him feeling comfortable to like speak down to my siblings at that moment was new to me. And I was like, where is this coming from? Like, I know we're engaged, but doesn't mean you know, I know we're family. Those are your new siblings to be, but you can't talk to them a certain way. So after the whole trip, I had to have a conversation with him. Like, you can't talk to my older sister like that. Like, that is a no. You have a problem with her, you talk to me, I talk to her, but you don't go direct to her in front of everybody and disrespect her.
Trying to run
That was
things.
kind of like the beginning of that. Yeah, so that was the beginning of that. So I'm like, where is this coming from? Because he's never done this before. So I was a little shocked about that. And so to kind of fast forward, the thing that kind of broke the camel's back for us in the situation was one of his best friends met someone and they're going to get married in 3 months, you know, like in 3 months. And so I was like, oh, I'm so happy for them. Great. Let me know when the wedding is. We can go, you know. So, of course, by the time I had other engagements pre-planned for the rest of the year. So when we found that the day of this wedding, it was August 6th. I don't know. It was on a Saturday. And so he was like, hey, I got the invitation for this wedding. And I was like, oh, great. And I was like, please don't tell me. And it's on August 6th because I had plans to go out of town. He's like, oh, yeah, it's on August 6th. So I was like, do you want me to go? I can cancel. And he was like, no, no, no. Go ahead. You already have plans. This was the last minute engagement, wedding. Go ahead and go. I was like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, go ahead and go to your thing. So I thought about it for a couple more days. And I was like, it's one of his really good friends.
Yeah. Mm.
I can change my plans to go with him, to accompany him to his friend's wedding.
That's so sweet of you.
A couple of days. I'm all right. I don't think he thought that. But so I thought about it for a couple of days and called him. I was like, you know what? I thought about it. I'm going to go with you to your friend's wedding. I'm going to cancel my plans. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, sure. So he asked me, what was it I was canceling? And I was like, oh, it was a good friend's father's 70th birthday party at a town that was already planned to go, but I'm going to cancel that to go here. And that like set him off. He was like, what? You tell me you were going to go to a friend's party, but not with me to this. And it started this whole big deal of like, you know, I asked my female friends about it and they said you should have made the decision immediately.
Oh my God.
To go with me to my friend's wedding. And the fact it took you 2 days to think about it, you don't care about me. You don't care about our relationship. So this whole thing just started spewing. And I'm like, who are these people? I don't know who are commenting, you know, in our relationship. Yes.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of that. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
And oh man, it's the gaslighting for me in the reaching for straws. It sounded like it could have been anything at that point.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, people don't see 70 very often, you know, like it is such a blessing. And if Miosha's, like, you know, mom or dad had a 70th birthday party, that would be a huge priority, you know, like we're inviting other people to come. So
exactly,
it seemed like a situation where like there wasn't much understanding for like you and your life and priorities of me.
Right.
And he pretended so
that was
to be
a
okay
heavy camel.
Yeah.
Well, so that was the big thing. I was like, but I asked you like 3 times, are you good with it? And you were cool until you found out what it was. And then all of a sudden it wasn't okay. And you had to go consult with your friends and female friends. And they told you, you know, if I was in her position, I would have did, you know. And so I'm like, who are these women? You know, who are your friends that I've never met? Because they have a lot to say, you know. And so to me, it was kind of like on a disrespectful place. Because I could have been like, you know, I talked to Jamal and Chris and they said, you know, I could have been like that. You know what I mean? And then it would have been this whole big deal with his aunties calling me like, you talking to all these men with our son, what's happening? And so, you know, so I just felt it as like a, you know, I don't know if he was trying to get me to go a certain way in terms of emotion, which I'm very calm. So nothing really doesn't faze me too much. I'm just like, oh, okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Cool. But that whole thing, I was like, that really set you off. So he was mad for a whole week leading up to the actual wedding, which we did go to. And this was an outdoor 30-minute wedding. it was not anything like so like, so, you know, and I get it. The guy met this girl, whatever happened, they decided to get married in 3 months. It was very short. Like, we got there, walked in, done. They had chips, chicken wings. That's it. Wedding is over. Like 30 minutes, wedding was done. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to be petty to be like, this is what I canceled my plans for. I was not even going to go there. Like, okay, you know what, let me just say hi to the family and, you know, be here with him and support him and stuff like that. And then, you know, his mother was there with one of her family friends, and so she calls me to introduce me to this friend, you know. And so I'm still mad with him, but I was like, let me go say hi to his mom anyway. And so she says hi, but then they start speaking in their language, and I'm just standing there. So I'm just standing there and I'm like, you know, I don't It's very weird for me. Like, if you ask me to come into your group and say, hey, meet these people, let's all be on a language we all can understand. But you start going
Yeah.
into your language and I'm here and I'm like, okay, I'll check with you guys. No, don't go, stay. But then they continue in their language and I'm just like, I'm not getting anything out of this conversation being here, you know? So I kind of gracefully bow out and leave. And I guess she told her son something later. You know, I introduced her to my friend and she just came and she left in the middle of a conversation. And I was like, I had no idea what they were saying for like 5 minutes. It was an awkward like 3 to 5 minutes. So, you know, so on the
Wow.
way home from that conversation, we pulled up to a spot to just chat. One of my girlfriend's mothers had passed away like the night before. So I was like, oh, we gotta go see her. And he was just like, no, we need to deal with this, what's going on, and you don't care about me, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I know we can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I was like, she lives right across the street from where we're at. I need to go consult with her. And he was on his whole like high horse thing and, you know, you care more about your friends than you do me, and your friends are our top priority. So for him was always a comparison, like, whatever I'm doing with my girlfriends, you didn't do with me. You're laughing on the phone with your girlfriends, you don't laugh on the phone with me. And I'm like, because we're talking girl stuff. Like, yeah.
Lord,
So
this
that
is
is where like things just really got rough in the relationship.
wow. So I guess when you got to the point where you're like, yeah, we're done with this officially, were there any fears with you calling off the engagement in terms of how, I guess, your own emotional space? I mean, you're with someone for that amount of time, you kind of plan out what you think the next few years would look like or the rest of your life. And then just like expectations, especially I think going into 30, 31, it's an age where a lot of other people are getting married. So what were your thoughts back then, I guess, around like what this would mean for you, your family, and his family?
So, I mean, funny enough to me, even though things were rough, my mind was still set on we're gonna get married. We're still gonna get married. And it wasn't till like that was the beginning where I was like, why is he acting like this? This is strange. So my mom had gotten sick and he was actually at the house with I went to work, started a whole new job, and my mom had texted me like, I can't breathe, I'm having trouble breathing, and she's been sick for a while. So it was kind of urgent if she says something like that. And so he called me and I was like, no, take her to the hospital, call 911. I'm leaving work. It's my second day on the job, but I'm gonna leave. I'll meet you at the hospital and stuff like that. So we get to the hospital, you know, she has to stay there for a little bit longer that day. She gets home. And so by the time, you know, I brought her home, he was already at the house. He was packing his stuff. And I was like, you're leaving? He's like, you just don't care about me. You know, you're so consumed with your friends. And I'm like, my mom just came from the hospital and she's going, you know, I gotta take her to a doctor appointment to check what's going on with her. And you in this moment today is focused on, we're not having a conversation right now. So you're packing to leave. And so I was just at the point and I was like, you know what? If you need to pack, go ahead and pack. We can talk about it later. And then he was like, you know what? Give me my ring back. You don't deserve it. You don't care about me. Give me my ring back. And I was already in the phase of like, my mom is sick. She's having trouble breathing. I don't know what this means. You know, she's a dialysis patient. It's some, you know, what's going on. So I was like, you know what? Here's the ring. I don't have the mental capacity to do this with you right now. Here's the ring. And he was like, you're giving me my ring back. You know what? We are done. We are really done. And I was just like, I don't have the energy. Like, I don't have energy, you know? And so that was it. Gave him his ring back. He packed his stuff, went to his parents' house, and then his parents flipped out and called my parents. And it was just this
For
whole,
what? Right, what y'all calling my parents for? He wanted his ring, he got
But
it.
that was a whole nother episode with that too, because it was around my birthday, and they're like, we need to come to the house, we need to speak to you. And I was like, it's my birthday week. I'm trying to be in good spirits this week. They're like, no, it's important. You just want to come say hi to your mom to check on her because she was in the hospital, but it's very urgent. We do it today. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. I was like, you guys can come over. So the whole family came over, like all of them. And it was like an ambush. And I told them, I was like, I felt like this was an ambush of, you didn't do this, you should have did this, you didn't, blah blah blah, you disrespected us so many ways, and like it was just an ambush. And I'm like, my mom just came from the hospital and you're bringing all of this. So my mom's like, I don't know what to do. I'm getting stressed. I don't know what's happening. And so I was very upset about it. And I mean, they were just finding little things to like complain about me, to tell my mother, like, oh, we went to a wedding and she disrespected us. And my mom's like, Snotsy did, how did she disrespect you? And so they're like, she disrespected my husband in front of a bunch of elders. And my mom was like, my daughter did? And she was like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't know. And so
Wow.
his father was like, oh yeah, she called me guys in front of everybody. And I was like, me? I addressed you as guys? And I was like, I don't remember that. And so then the father was like, oh wait, no, she didn't do it in front of everybody. She sent a text message saying, have you guys reached your destination?
Oh
I sent them a
my
text
God.
message to check if they have reached their destination, because we flew to a wedding and they had a drive. So I sent a text because no one had heard from them. And so I was like, have you
See,
guys reached? Just let me know.
that's why you don't get no cordial, behaviors, because
Yeah.
you're gonna complain anyways.
Right. Exactly. So when they said that, and I was like, oh my God, they are really reaching for
Okay.
something, and I'm like, your son's not even worried about you guys. Okay. It was me. Where I was like, you know
Exactly.
what? That was the moment where I was like, you know what? I think I'm clear. If I was ever uneasy, like, is this the right thing to do?
Yes.
Do I give it time? That whole conversation I had with them was like, no. Because there's going to be more little things they'll start digging in. Even after we get married, there's going to be more
Oh, yeah.
things. And I'm going to continuously be like trying to appease them, and it'll never happen. So that really was like the setting of, this is not going to happen.
Wow.
I was hopeful, but when that
Yeah.
happened, I was like, ah, I cannot do it. My God is
Much.
telling me something. If I ever asked for a sign, the sign was like in my face. And I was like,
Neon.
okay, I hear you. I see it. So
Yeah.
that was that
Cool. Wow.
moment.
Wow. Okay, so I guess we'll end on this note. So like after calling off the engagement, I guess what were some ways that you coped with ending it? Because that was a very like dramatic ending. But then also you're like losing, I put that in air quotes just because it was a win, low key, but you're losing someone you thought you would spend the rest of your life with. So what were some of the ways that you coped with that?
One, I would say family support. I told my dad, I was like, Dad, this is what happened. And he asked for the ring back. But I was like, what? He asked for the ring. Daughter, you are not going back to him. And so my dad was very adamant, just culturally, like, if a man wants something, he'll do everything in his power and his will to do it. But if he's playing games, like, one minute, here's the gift, I'm gonna take the gift back from you. He's like, you don't want to go into something not knowing if he's gonna pull it back from you. So, having my dad to, give me that kind of discussion and conversation was like, I needed that. And I thought I was good after the whole engagement. And then maybe 3 months later, someone asked me, like, oh, how's everything going? And I was like trying to hold back the tears. So I didn't realize I was at that point until I had to talk about it. So it was really more thinking of like the positives. Like, yeah, we had some great times, but it would have been worse in marriage. It would have been worse in marriage. And so I feel like I needed closure. So a year after he said, don't call me for a year, I waited a whole year, and said, I think we need to have closure. And he wanted to have it too. So we met up and had our closure. And I was like, you know what? I felt like I'm good. I can like move on and like go, and let him go. So
Cool. Wow. I that
yeah.
that moment with your mom being ill and him acting that way, like if there's one thing
Oh.
I wish for anybody in a relationship,
Yeah.
male or female. It's that in hard
Yeah.
times you have a support system. You have someone who, like, if
Yes.
you're at work, they can come in and they're willing to come in and like care for your family in the
Yes.
same way that you would. So like the fact that he was
Exactly.
making it about him when, like your world, a parent getting sick is a big deal. So like
It was
your
big,
world
yeah.
crumbling and he reacted that way. I ugh. That just broke my heart.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I was just like, you know, you're drained emotionally. And normally I'm like uppity, uppity, like, okay, cool, yeah, cool. All right, we'll talk about it later. But I was just so drained. I was just like, I don't have anything left to give you. I don't have any more arguments to give you. I don't have any more, you know, back and forth to give you. I don't have anything to say that would give you the peace that you need, because at the end of the day, you're looking for me to give you the happiness that you don't give to yourself. So it's a hard battle to have. If you can't bring yourself happiness and you're looking for your significant other to do it, it's going to be a hard battle. It's going to be a hard battle. So,
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing
of
that with
course.
us. We really appreciate you making time for the podcast. And
Of
then to our
course.
audience, thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Girlfriends and Goals podcast. If you're listening on Apple Music, don't forget, please leave us a 5-star rating and write us a review. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and to give this video a thumbs up. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals Podcast. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.